Emily. My name's Steph. I am just calling because I've called around to lots of vets and finally figured out that exotic vets are probably where I'm supposed to be going. I've got a pet duck. Do you guys deal with ducks? Oh, okay, cool. Every time I call someone, they're like, what? I've got a pet duck, and my duck was attacked by a snake 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, by a carpet python, so not a venomous one. But it did get bit on the head and the snake was wrapping around it, but my partner did get it off. Anyways, my duck's fine. Like, it's been 2.5 weeks, Millie, and she's like, she slept in the house with me for like 3 days. She's like eating, drinking, happy, normal. But she's got like this like black, like all these black dots like around her beak. And I'm just a bit concerned. And then I was Googling and like, cause I didn't think anything of it cause like she's so happy. So like obviously if she was disheveled and not eating and stuff like that, I'd be like, oh. But I'm just like looking at it, and then I did some Googling, and then some other lady had like posted about like that's a reaction after her duck got bitten by a snake. And I was like, fuck, okay. So I've been ringing around today trying to figure out if I should be like taking her to the vet or not, because I'm like, I just don't want her to be in like, if she's got something and like be dying from the inside out. Like, I feel like that's really cruel, but she seems fine, but I'd... Dirty. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I feel really bad, but I just didn't think, like, it just didn't, nothing happened. Like, she had a big black eye kind of thing. But, like, where it bit, like, the top of her head, it's like there's two, like her feathers have gone black. Like, there's two black feathers, kind of like, it's so hard to explain. I've got a photo, but I just don't know if I am, like, being a lot, because I've never had a duck before. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's okay. Have you, as I said, she's happy, but I just want to double check. Well, I know. When I Googled it and this other lady's thing came up, the only thing she said is, like, the black can, like, grow over, like, their little nose holes, like, on their beak and clog them. And apparently she said, like, you just have to, like, syringe them out. Like, I was like, what? Dr. Google over here. But that's the only thing I'm worried about. I don't know if that's a thing, but I don't know if you've got, like, a phone I can text you a photo of and be like, hey, like, yeah, like, obviously I know it's hard to, like, diagnose, and I don't expect that, but I just want to make sure, like, if she's in pain, I don't want to be waiting. Like, I don't, that's fucking cruel. EXOT. Yep. 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 Do you just want me to put the subject as duck? okay, I will do that. And then, yeah, like, I know you guys are fully booked, but at least if you're like, no, like, you need to get her in. Yeah, I know, like, the photos I'm sending is, like, I'm trying to, like, get, like, I've just basically, like, just, like, her head. It's not the rest of her body, but it's only basically her face, if that makes sense. I've got, do you need a photo of my three ducks so that, like, the lady can, like, see what it's supposed to look like? Or she knows what a duck's look like? Sorry, it's such a weird thing. I have never called out about my ducks before. But I've sent that through, and then, yeah, if I didn't put my number or anything on there, sorry, I just sent it. Was I supposed to do that? My bad. Yeah. No, that's okay. I will. Oh, it says it's sent now, but I will copy it and reply to that. All right, no worries. I was going to say, I'm the most untechnical person in the world. But yes, if you can, yeah, even just email back through you and be like, hey, like, no, call me now. You need to get your duck in or not. Just so I know that she's going to be okay. Thank you so much. You too. Bye.